You're listening to Passport Mommy. I'm Michelle Gerson, and I am so happy to have our next guest on the show with us. As Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day approaches, American Legion National Commander Vincent J. Triola, otherwise known as Jim, is imploring all Americans to be the one to stop veteran suicide. This is a very important subject, and I'm really glad to have you on the show today. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about what we as Americans, how we should view Memorial Day.
We should observe Memorial Day. So, you know, a lot of people call it celebrating, and that's okay. You know, there's picnics and everybody's off and it's the official beginning of the summer. But what we like to do is have family members reflect, spend some time to reflect on how they got the freedoms to have all those picnics and celebrations. And not only just to take the time to reflect, but maybe, you know, take the family down to the local parade where the veterans are marching and go to the ceremonies and see what the ceremonies are all about. Or maybe if you lost a loved one someplace along the line that was a veteran and they're buried in a veteran cemetery or any cemetery, just go down there with the family, bring the kids, you know, they're old enough to learn anyway, and just pay your respects to the grave and see all the flags all around the cemetery and know what those flags mean. Because so many of us in America, not intentionally, have short memories. And it's takes a national emergency like a 9/11 event to bring everybody back into their patriotism. I think most people are patriots, but I think that reflection is good.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's talk about suicide prevention, because unfortunately, it's a really big issue right now. What can be done to stop veterans from taking their own lives? Explain to us what Be the One is.
So we decided about 3 years ago to make the number one priority of the American Legion to stop veteran suicide. 125,000 veterans since 9/11 have taken their own lives. It's an extraordinary number. Roughly 6,000 a year. And what it is there's a stigma out there with veterans that there's nothing wrong with them. They don't need to go out for help. Maybe it's their pride. Maybe they're worried about repercussions. Maybe they're going to lose their families, lose their kids, whatever it may be. Maybe they don't have jobs So what we decided to do is make our 12,000 Legion posts all throughout the country into resource centers for veterans at risk. So there's no better person for an initial conversation about veteran suicide than a veteran talking to a veteran. We understand each other. Many of us have served in the same theater and seen the same traumatizing things that they've seen, something you wouldn't wish on anybody. And some of them come out of the service okay, and some of them come out traumatized. So right. What we're hoping to do is start a conversation with that veteran, learn how to listen to what that veteran is saying, and develop a relationship with them where they can trust you and know that whatever they say to you, number one, will remain confidential, and that you truly will go out and get them help.
Yeah, and, that's great work.
Yeah, so then the Legion Post being a resource center, what we mean by that is we need the community involved in this. This isn't just an American Legion thing. This is everybody. So we need communities all across America to come in and provide resources that we can get instant help for that veteran. We all know there's staffing shortages all around the United States. VA is one of them, and other private hospitals. And it could take you 5, 6, 7 weeks to get an appointment. And sometimes that veteran can be in a state where it can be the difference between life or death. So as much help we can get within the community, even if it's something social worker, clergyman, whatever that is, just get them on the path to recovery. And they know that the person that reached out for them to the well-being check, we call it a buddy check, will stay with them through the process so that they can lean on them or lean on each other if there's a hiccup in the process. Because a lot of times the veteran will reach out for help and the person that identified them is just, hey, I found a guy that's at risk, and they take off. And I think it's so important that they become, like we had in the service, like a battle buddy kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. The work you're doing is incredible. Yeah. Thank you for all of that. Where can we find out more information about the American Legion and the other work that you're involved in as well?
So we have a website, legion.org, and that talks about the four pillars on what we were founded on. Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, a strong national defense, our children and youth programs, Americanism programs. And then we have betheone.org for the veteran suicide. And that'll tell the community how they can be involved, and has testimonials from families that have been helped and testimonies from families that have lost loved ones. So we know it's working, and we know it's resonating around the country. So it's good.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Vincent Jim Triola. I appreciate you joining me today. Happy Memorial Day weekend, or I should say thank you so much for your service and for all that you are doing.
Thank you so much for allowing me to speak today.
My pleasure. I'm Michelle Jerson, the Passport Mommy. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll talk to you next time.